and down the East Coast also.
It's so hot, D.C. turned on select water spray parks. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Candidates in congressional races being chosen today in Virginia. I'm Nick Iannelli.
A local driving course is putting teens behind the wheel to learn some hands-on safety skills. I'm Valerie Bong. 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The first shipment of baby formula from Europe to the U.S. will take off from Germany for Indianapolis tomorrow on military aircraft. It's the launch of the Biden administration's Operation Fly Formula. The nationwide shortage was caused by the shutdown of an Abbott plant in Michigan. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey.
When you have the shutdown of a facility and that company is controlling or providing, I should say, almost half of the supply, you're going to have a problem. So we got to have more diversification in terms of manufacturers.
Crews are searching a mobile home park that was heavily damaged when a rare tornado roared through northern Michigan. There were no warning sirens. WWJ's Mike Campbell.
The death toll has now reached 2, and a third person is unaccounted for, with dozens more sustaining injuries. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency in the tornado-ravaged town of about 4,200 residents. First responders are still working to clear debris and downed power lines, as well as getting all communications back up and running after some cell towers were damaged.
More than 40 people were hurt. It's hot out there in the east to the Midwest, from Florida stretching to Ohio. The Weather Channel's meteorologist, Kelly Cass.
We've got heat advisories in effect, very unusual for the month of May. We've got the Hudson Valley over into parts of New England, down into New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. Take those breaks, stay hydrated, because we're not just going above average. We're going to be tying or breaking record highs.
President Biden and South Korea's president offered a new approach on North Korea. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
A joint statement from the two leaders calls North Korea's nuclear program a grave threat to the region and the world. President Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol pledged to expand joint military exercises and to cooperate further to confront North Korean cyber attacks. Mr. Biden was asked if he'd meet with Kim Jong-un. His aides have previously said the door is open to talks with no preconditions. But the president said he'd first have to assess whether Kim would be serious and sincere about denuclearization.
The notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls would have celebrated his 50th birthday this weekend. The Brooklyn-born rapper was murdered in a drive-by shooting in Los Angeles in 1997. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
He was able to turn pain into purpose. He used his music to define what was happening in everyday life.
Tonight, the Empire State Building will light up in the late rapper's honor. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03, Saturday, May 21st, 2022. 92 degrees, only going down to the low 70s overnight. Good afternoon, I'm Ann Kramer. The top local stories we are following this hour. People were trying to find relief today however they could, with temperatures staying in the 90s this afternoon. The best advice during the high heat, of course, is to try and stay inside the AC if you can and drink lots of water. We'll have a little bit of relief tonight until we do it all over again tomorrow. The D.C. government, meantime, opened select water spray parks this weekend because of the hot weather that arrived early this year.
The word went out from the mayor's office to neighborhood listservs water sprays would be activated in at least one water spray park in each of the city's wards. Babysitter Darshay Brown brought the baby to the park at LaDroit.
Her parent, Eve, mom, she was saying that the water was going to be on because we come to this park and the water was going to be on because it was hot this weekend.
D.C. Parks and Recreation promptly sent a work crew to the water spray park here next to the playground when the water didn't turn on right away. But as temperatures rose, so finally did the water from the in-ground sprayers to keep kids cool. In Northwest, Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Election 2022 on WTOP, and it's a busy political day in parts of Virginia. Republicans are choosing candidates for a few U.S. House races. They're in Districts 5, 8, and 10.
In District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, Republican Congressman Bob Good is facing a challenge from Dan Moy, a GOP leader from Charlottesville. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. District 8 in Fairfax and Arlington counties has five Republicans running. The winner advances to November and faces the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Victoria Veerasinghe. The most crowded race is in District 10 in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. There are 11 Republican candidates there. The winner takes on Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton in November. Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
We have more now on what all the police action was about on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this morning. Fairfax County Police say they got a report of a carjacking in the Alexandria area just before 8 this morning, and that the stolen 2020 Toyota Camry was later spotted by a license plate reader as it headed into Maryland. Police say the Camry driver then went back into Fairfax County about an hour later, and police started chasing that car. The car ended up slamming into a Jersey wall on the Wilson Bridge. The driver was arrested. Police say a gun was found. It's probably happened to you. You're driving and you're trying to eat or drink something at the same time. And, well, that's what police say happened right before a woman lost control of her car, went off the road, and actually hit a group of people. It happened Friday morning in Annandale, Virginia, and several people are in the hospital. Fairfax County police say the driver of a Nissan Sentra spilled food and drink in her car, then lost control. She hit the four in a parking lot on Maple Place near Columbia Pike. The four people were talking about a local community project when they were hit. Those four, the driver and passenger, were taken to the hospital. Police say one woman has life-threatening injuries and is still in the hospital. Do you have a teen who's learning to drive? A driving course in the area this weekend aims to help young drivers navigate safely.
There's definitely a bit of anxiousness here, but they're very nice.
Opie Muir said he was nervous at first, but became more confident as the day went on. He was taking part in the Ford Driving Skills for Life course in a parking lot at the Dulles Airport.
Any practice leads to improvement.
The free event hosted by Ford aims to teach safe driving skills to teens who have a driving permit or license. The vehicle handling station was making the most noise. Opie's dad, David, said he felt like the event helped parents out a lot.
It's fun. It's also nice to not have it in my hands and have some more people with more experience and training to take the lead.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Now coming up after traffic and weather, we've been telling you about this high heat today, wondering how that's affecting the horses and the people at Preakness. For today's Preakness Stakes race, we'll check in with WBAL Radio's Scott Wyckoff. It's 5:07.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
What if road trip?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.